Shut up theme music. It's time to record Generational Talent, the best show for all of you sports fans, specifically NFL fans, because we don't care about hockey, soccer, or all the other ones. Now, that being said, football is the best sport on the planet, and nobody knows that better than myself or my father, Mr. Travis Crowder.
Good morning, good morning. Well, depending on when you're listening to us, it's morning for us.
I mean, we'll be releasing it this afternoon today on Tuesday, December 2nd.
Okay.
But hey, you can listen to this whenever. I mean, I would definitely suggest you listen to it before you get into Sunday if you're a big fan and you want to keep up with stuff. But true. It's up to you. I'm not a cop. I can't force you to do anything. Now, that being said, what an NFL week this was. This was a week of upsets. This was one of those any given Sunday kind of weekends.
It was for some of the games. Yeah, it was, how do you put it? It was hard to predict from a betting standpoint. I'm glad to do as well as we did. We'll get to that part later. But in general, it was kind of hard to predict. And I tell you what it is going to do, where we're going to notice it this week is going to be, in my opinion, when we go to do our power rankings, there's some movement.
Yeah. No, and first and foremost, we want to announce to everybody, we do have five teams eliminated from playoff contention right now. Those five teams being the New York Giants, the Arizona Cardinals, the New Orleans Saints, the Tennessee Titans, and the Las Vegas Raiders have all been eliminated from playoff contention.
So out of those five, which one sticks out to you that kind of surprised? Because some of those don't, but there's one for sure, two maybe, that I was like, I wouldn't have thought this early.
You know, the Giants, I think, are my biggest surprise one on there. Only because, you know, I thought the addition of, you know, the star running back, Scottaboo, and Jackson Dart was going to be good. Obviously, Scottaboo goes out, and then, you know, everything kind of falls apart after that. But I just thought there'd be enough for them to still hang on. The other ones don't surprise me. You're probably thinking the Cardinals.
Well, Cardinals to Raiders, to be honest with you. I'm not as surprised with the Giants. I do think they're going to be better long-term, but I didn't think the two rookies would take that team out of the doldrums in the first year. The reason I went Raiders is just because I would have never predicted that Geno would be this terrible. So my thoughts are, Geno's an upgrade. Genty's a good running back. They still got Brock Bowers. And then that, you know, they've got, of course, you know, Max Crosby. To me, there was enough still solid players. And Pete, I thought Pete was going to do better. So I didn't think they'd make the playoffs. Don't get me wrong, but I thought that team would have won 8 or 9 games. I wouldn't have thought this.
Now, number one, I think the Seahawks tend to get rid of people at the perfect time. So
you know, lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one thing, I think you were talking to me about it, how somebody had mentioned to you that, you know, all these pieces that they pulled from Seattle, we got rid of them when they stopped working. And then they bring them to Oakland thinking that they're going to work.
No, not Oakland. Vegas.
Vegas. You know, thinking that they're going to work, even though they just consistently didn't.
Yeah, well, consistently, that's the thing. I think with some of them, yes, I do think like bringing in Lockett. I mean, I love Lockett. He's one of my all-time favorites. Great guy. But you could tell last year he was tapering off. I didn't see this with Geno. I would have thought Geno would have been better than this. And don't get me wrong, that's got no offensive line. The Raiders don't at all. But I mean, I thought for sure Genty was going to do a little bit better. I thought Carroll would have done better with that team in general. But I do think you're right. I think some of those pieces weren't working in Seattle. But I did think a couple of them, it was just new scenery. A couple other ones, I just think they're past their prime.
Yeah.
And some injuries got them, you know, losing Bowers early did not help them. I don't know how good Jamal Adams is doing with them. I know he's a linebacker.
Honestly, I think he looks better with them than he did with Seattle, but overall he's not great.
He's not what he was with the Jets.
No.
Not even close. So, Arizona. Arizona surprises me, but I mean, injuries got them too.
Jacoby Brissett's better than Kyler Murray.
right. I do think I was talking about this, and we'll get to your list. I was talking about this with a friend of mine in terms of our mutual friend and your brother-in-law, or I guess my brother-in-law, would be a bridge quarterback. Like, who can the Raiders go out and get? I think we can all agree they need to draft a quarterback, but Murray. I think Murray would be a good bridge quarterback for them, while drafting a quarterback this year for sure.
No, I agree. I'm honestly – there's – oh, okay. Well – it must be Summit testing on our fire alarms.
Oh, okay. Well, it only went the one time. That's weird.
Yeah, they've been testing stuff.
Sorry, folks, if yours just got punished.
Yeah, don't worry. Your car's not crashing.
Yeah. So, Murray?
Yeah, I just think there's probably a lot of teams that could vie for Murray right now.
I think so, too.
But the Raiders are definitely one. I don't know. It's weird because you think they have all the puzzle pieces, but nothing's clicking. So, well,
they need, I think the one thing that you and I and some of our family members agree on is, you Raiders, man, yes, you need a quarterback, but you need to draft like offensive linemen for the next 5 years. Your line is terrible.
Essentially, you're in rebuild territory. Like, mm-hmm. and I know that this year, clearly the way they drafted and traded, they did not believe they were in rebuild territory, because you don't go and make all these moves to get these, like, you know, offensive weapons to try to rebuild. Like, no, you guys probably should just start trading away some stuff.
Well, because outside, from what I understand, outside of Tennessee, right, with Ward, Geno's been sacked the most in the league. So I think that, and, you know, you can see it in Genty too. He can't get any yards. He can't get any openings.
You could definitely, like, if you really truly wanted to rebuild and you start with just your offensive line and stuff, you can get rid of some key players. I mean, obviously you don't want to get rid of Genty. You don't want to get rid of Brock Bowers. But in terms of, could you get some first round action for both of them? Maybe not Genty, because he hasn't done enough to prove himself. But you could get some stuff for Brock Bowers if you wanted to.
I can't imagine
full rebuild.
Yeah, and I think if you go full rebuild, I don't think you'd get rid of those guys. I think Crosby would be, as much as he's a beast, the problem with Bowers is he's only 2 years into the league and Genty's only in his first year. I wouldn't get rid of those pieces.
See, to me, the problem with Bowers is you should have, if you were going to trade him, you should have done it at the beginning of the season.
He was injured though. So I think.
And that's going to hurt him though, because he's injured. And people just immediately are like, injury prone. Even though he's a stud,
He came back though, he's good. I think they can't get him the ball. I mean, you can't get him the ball when your quarterback has no time to throw.
Yeah, no, that's
so
not right.
I think I wouldn't get rid of those pieces. The only reason I say Crosby's a beast and he's awesome, but he's also been in the league like 6-7 years. So, and I think value wise, you could definitely get a first or a second round for him for sure. Somebody's going to give you that for him. But the Raiders have a lot to work on. But those two, the other teams you mentioned, I don't think anybody's surprised with the Saints and Tennessee being eliminated and the Jets. Did you say Jets?
No.
If not, that's going to be them.
So yeah, Jets are close. You've got the Cardinals, Giants, Saints, Titans, and Raiders.
Okay.
So yeah, the Titans and Saints are garbage.
Yeah, I think Titans can be down the road maybe a little bit. Saints, it's going to be a while.
And you've got a lot of teams where it's like, they've got a negative percent or less than a percent to get into the playoffs. So
Jets,
they're essentially eliminated, but we just can't absolutely call it, because there's always a miracle situation.
I think there's a Jets and a Cleveland. There's a few that are going to be next week for sure.
Yeah, I can tell you right now. So in terms of NFL playoff contenders, let's take a look.
Yeah, because I would say Jets, Cleveland are in that mix. Who else clearly?
So looking specifically at the AFC first, our Wi-Fi is awful here. Okay, so specifically at the AFC, yeah, you've got for the less than a percent, you've got the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, which I do believe the Bengals should be more than 2%, which is what they're at, but 2% for them, less than a percent for the Jets, and less than a percent for the Browns.
Yeah,
so
they're next. Yeah.
And
they're
then next. For the NFC, it's so funny too. I want to share this stat. So number one seed for the playoffs right now is the Bears,
which
for
the NFC. Shocking and amazing. And
their playoff
kudos.
Yeah, no, good on them. Ben Johnson's done quite a bit for these guys.
Yep.
Playoff probability is 75% for them, even though they're the number one seed. Now, for the Seahawks, it's 93% playoff probability and we're the fifth seed.
Yeah.
Rams, 96%. Like, literally, from 2 to 7, so all the ones that are right now confirmed for the playoffs, the minimum percentage is 89% for the Packers. The number one seeded one has got the least highest percentage.
I think it's strength of schedule. They've got some tough games. You know, Seahawks have, and not, no jinx here. No jinx,
and they're in the NFC North.
So yeah, we got Atlanta. We have Atlanta next. You know, so that's the way I look at it. And with Green Bay, you know, I just think, kudos. I mean, kudos to the Bears. I give them credit, man. They definitely found a formula. It's working. Do I think they're, you know, Super Bowl bound? No. Do I think that team has got something to build on and a good coach? Yep.
Yeah, the three teams on the NFC side that are less than a percent are the Falcons, Vikings, and Commanders, which Commanders shocking in terms of just, you know, from last season to this one, but riddled with injuries, and they just really haven't been playing as good.
Vikings, I think, are going to be in a world of regret. You let the wrong guy go.
Yeah, you kept an idiot.
to me, not that they were stuck with one, but it reminds me way back. Don't get me wrong, because he did a good job with them, but way back in the day, Tommy, the Los Angeles Chargers, that was the San Diego Chargers, right, had two quarterbacks on their roster. One was Philip Rivers, and their other one was Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And they stuck with Rivers. And not that Rivers didn't put up numbers. He did. One took teams to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think in the same boat, it's looking like you let go of the wrong guy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Which is in our favor, because we landed him, and right now we're looking great.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the top 10 takeaways.
Let's do it.
So we're going to start off real quick with an honorable mention. I don't know if you watched this in the Chargers game, but there was an interception that happened on a ball that was out of bounds, but the Chargers player managed to smack it in. Yeah, it was just a really cool play.
And his teammate got it.
Yeah, it was just beautiful. I mean, you don't see that often. Once that ball is out of bounds, like it's not like basketball where you see guys, you know, run off and like slap it back into play. It just doesn't happen, especially when you got two guys on different teams on the same ball.
Richard Sherman did that to Colin Kaepernick in the end zone, followed over backward, tipped it in, it went right into the hands of the linebacker in Seattle. And so, believe me, those plays are awesome.
They are fun to watch. So, number 10, I've got Max Crosby being a little sissy la-la, shoving Herbert because he's upset over the fact that he's on a trash team.
He said, because you yelled in my ear. You can see Herbert going, you know, he's, you know, yeah, or something. He was screaming on a good play.
Yeah.
Okay. What it was is you were frustrated, and yes, you were being a baby. I did see him make it right and try to reach out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he went out and he tried to shake his hand. He did give him a hug a couple of plays later, but yeah, don't be the B word.
Don't be a sissy, Lala.
Yeah.
Number 9, we've got the Fire Tomlin chants loud and proud inside the Steelers stadium. What are your thoughts on that?
I get the frustration. Man alive, is that a rough thing to see, though? Because one thing I'll say about Tomlin, yes, I do think his time has probably passed. Disrespectful, man. That dude has been your man and has made that team relative and consistent for a long time. Now, I'm not saying that it's not time for a change, maybe, but man, that's a slap in the face. And I don't think it's an appropriate deal. I do think that it is time for some. I think we're honestly there where Carroll was. There where the Seahawks were with Carroll.
You don't want to keep going 9-8.
No.
All right. We've got the Texans beat the Colts in a heavy defensive game.
Texans defense is awesome. Yeah. I the Colts is good defense, but
I just thought, you know, with Stroud back, I was curious what the Texans were going to look like. But in reality, they look the same as they did with Davis Mills.
I think so too, and I do think Davis Mills isn't a bad backup, anyways. But that defense is awesome to watch.
Yeah,
and they're, man, I'm telling you, in terms of Sac City, those guys are on the quarterback in seconds.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Number 7, I've got the Broncos and the Commanders played what I would consider the best butthole clencher of a game this week for football.
Can't you say that about Denver every week? I mean, that team, I swear, you need a defibrillator just to watch that game if you're a Broncos fan. What those guys go through each and every week is crazy.
Like I told Matt, if you guys could ever cover a spread, I would be so much more comfortable picking the Broncos as like one of the top teams. Yep. But again, every victory is so close for no reason. It's literally like the Chiefs last year.
Right.
They were winning games that in reality,
I think they won 12 one score games.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, a victory is a victory. Mm-hmm. You got it. But it does not add that level of confidence to your team to where you can't count on the victory. That, like, it's always close.
You sure put a lot on your defense, too. You guys put so much on your D. I mean, because those guys were on the field so much.
But that last quarter and overtime was phenomenal. Like, as not a fan of either team, it was so fun to watch. And I know Matt was texting me the whole time. The range of emotions from this man where it was like, oh, we got this, lock it down, to just a string of cuss words. It was just so fun.
which is every Broncos fan. I had Horton doing the same thing when he was texting me. I mean, these guys were just going through a roller coaster of emotions.
But it was fun to watch. Heck of a game. Football game.
Great game.
And then we've got the Bears beating the Eagles, making Jalen Hurts look like Justin Fields, in my opinion.
And you know, we talked about this. Chicago needed a big win. You got it. Yeah. And it was in Philly. I mean, another one where the fans were screaming at the coaches and booing that product. Because Philly fans are psychotic, man.
Philly fans are insane. Like, if you don't take them to the Super Bowl, they're apt to kill you.
Yeah, they're nothing less is acceptable.
Yeah. Number 5, I've got the Ravens looking like dog water against Joe Burrow.
Didn't see that. I didn't see that coming.
I thought for sure, because I had a bet on that one.
So did I.
And it just, they just didn't do anything.
No, they didn't show up.
Lamar played like playoff Lamar, and Joe Burrow came back, looked good the second half, took a while to get going, but again, he's coming back.
I was going to say a little rusty, but I did not see that one coming, and very disappointed in that team.
Number 4, I've got Cam Hayward being a whiny little baby boy. I don't know if you saw his post-game interview with his Josh Allen hate. It's like, bro, shut up. Like, you're such a pansy.
Said he need him in the stomach or something. And, you know, I don't know. I look at it this way. You know, it's good for football. You guys get these guys all fired up and all this kind of stuff. But I definitely would say this. He's getting older. Don't get me wrong. I would think pissing off either one of those guys is not a good move for each other. I mean, because I don't think you want to get Hayward all fired up. And I know you don't want to get Josh fired up. And in that particular case, Josh won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Number 3, I've got the Cowboys upsetting the Chiefs, and the Cowboys have now beaten several high-caliber teams. Ever since making the trades that they did, obviously, for Williams, it's definitely paid off for them because they're looking great. And one of the best things...
Pickens is awesome.
Yeah. you know what the funniest thing, too, is when they got Williams, I don't know if you saw this, Jerry Jones said online that he actually had already tried to make that trade and offered them Micah Parsons and that same draft stuff for Williams. And the Jets said no. And then lo and behold, obviously Jets season falls apart. They could have had Micah Parsons for the same dang deal.
Poor Jets, everything they do makes them
They're just
fall
such
apart.
A trash team. They really are awful.
No, I think, I will say this. Kudos to the Cowboys. I do think they're a contender, definitely. They're playing good football. And not to say that Jerry Jones was right, but the moves they made with the defense aren't looking so bad. Because even the Clark, the one they got from Green Bay, when they did trade Mike, he's doing good too. So it's not like the Cowboys, yes, they miss Micah Parsons, but that defense isn't all that bad.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I would say this. The Cowboys are looking good. And for the first time since the 90s on Thanksgiving, they were America's team. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted them to beat the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, that's one thing I'm noticing. People do not like the Chiefs.
No, I hate
Only
them.
People that do are Chiefs fans.
Oh, yeah. Number two, I've got the Seattle Seahawks getting 4 interceptions and 2 fumbles in shutout victory against the Vikings.
We're on the other side of 4 interceptions. I like it. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. And the poor kid, I will say this. I can't remember the kid's name, and I'm sure it'll be irrelevant.
And nobody will know him, yeah.
But not a good setup for the poor kid. You stick him in Seattle where those fans were nuts. I mean, they were screaming so loud.
Yeah.
And that defense, that poor kid was doomed. So that being said, the defense did look awesome. Offense was sluggish, but Minnesota's got a good defense, so I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, the turnover market and a they shutout. A shutout's awesome. Yeah.
And then, of course, generational talents, top 10 takeaway. Number one, Stafford throwing 2 picks and a fumble in a Panthers victory.
Yeah, you definitely. I mean, don't get me wrong. I did not see that coming. But yes, every Seahawks fan.
So nice.
We needed the help. I mean, let's be real. We need help from others to get back in that.
We need people to realize that the Rams are fallible. And that was a game that just really helped solidify. Like all you people who think that they are untouchable, they've got this thing in the bag. Like, well, they just lost to a team that is not horrible, but they're 6-6. Like they're not great.
I think they're
7-6 now.
Oh yeah, 7-6. Now.
But they lost to a very average team with Bryce Young as the QB and your top receiver being Tedderall and McMillan.
Yeah,
so.
No, I think off day for them for sure. I think the Carolina's defense is good. They're running. I've been saying their running game's good.
Yeah.
I mean their running game is really really good.
Well, they've got a good dynamic there, and it's just so nice. And I love Stafford. I do. I think he's a star.
He's
and
a stud.
I think the amount of crap he had to put up with being on Detroit for as long as he did, like
and,
awesome. But
don't forget, he's 24 touchdowns and 4 picks. So it's not like he's having a horrible year. That just he did double up his picks because he only had 2.
Yeah.
So I mean, I will say he's still on track for MVP in my mind.
I'm calling it now, guys. This was the start of a downfall. Rams will go on to lose the rest of their season.
Now a lot of that is because Tommy's heart's in it. He's a Seahawk fan, so he wants them out of the picture. I will say we're in a good spot. But let's not lie, man. We are clearly in a 3-way racer. San Francisco ain't out of nothing. They're 1 game behind the 2 of us. So this is...
They've got to bye this week. So this will be the chance for Rams and Seahawks to make that stand and put ourselves at the 10-3 mark while they sit at 9-4. So.
Correct. But I will say, I think you and I kind of predicted this. We said these 3 teams are going to be in the playoffs.
It's one of the best divisions in football.
Without question. Arizona not playing that well, when that's your dead last team and that team's competitive.
Yeah, there's always a redheaded stepchild. This one's a red jerseyed stepchild.
Yeah, right. Or, poor Murray.
All right, we'll catch you guys in the betting segment. We'll talk our favorite odds, favorites, and how we did last week. Welcome back to Generational Talent. We are now at segment 2, all of your betting odds and favorites. Now, first, we're going to go over how we did last week. So, Dav, why don't you start us off?
All right, here we go. Well, first off, I did not go 3-for-3. I did go 2-for-3, and I got a hot take that I love, but here we go. First one I did get on my regular 3 team was I took Detroit and Green Bay over 48, and those guys went way over 50.
Yeah, I also went 2-for-3 this week and nailed my hot take. The first one, I'll do the one I got wrong first, which was the Seattle Seahawks versus Minnesota Vikings. I picked them to go over 41.5 or over 41. And, of course, you know, Seattle got a good chunk of the way there. And then Minnesota didn't know how to play football that week. So unfortunately they did nothing to help get the over.
We picked a shutout.
Yeah.
We picked up a shutout, I should say. My next one, I'll sandwich in there the loss. The one that I didn't get, and I know I stuck my neck out. I could have made this a hot take, but I did take Cleveland plus the 4.5 against the Niners. That backfired on me. The Niners whooped them.
Yeah, no, it was bad. Mm-hmm. The first one I got right, I did get the Buffalo Bills -3.5 over Pittsburgh. They spanked them pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, they did. And the other one I got right on my regular 3-teamer was I took Dallas +3 over Kansas City, and Dallas beat them outright, which I was confident they would. That was my other hot take, remember, was I thought Dallas was going to beat them outright, and they did.
Yeah, no, my other one I got right was the New York Giants and the Patriots game going over 46.5 points.
Okay, very good. And my hot take is I said Seattle was going to win by 20. I thought they were going to blow them out, and they did.
Yeah, and my hot take was slightly less than that. I said Seattle would win by 15. So if Trav got it, then I got it. Yep, so
that was it. So not bad. 2 for 3 in the hot take. Unfortunately, at the betting window, that would have got us nothing.
Yep, and it certainly did.
Mm-hmm. Unless we did a round robin.
Which I did not.
Yeah. Okay, now we get to the spreads for this week. Are you ready, son?
Yes.
Okay, so this Thursday, I'm looking forward to this game too. We have the Dallas Cowboys at the Detroit Lions. Lions are -3. The over-under is 54.5.
I will get back to you on that.
I'm going to get back to you on that one, too.
Oh.
I love that game. That's going to be a fun game.
Yes.
Next up, Sunday morning, Indianapolis Colts at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Indianapolis is favored by 1.5. Over-under, 47.5.
You know, this kind of reminds me of, I think it was Big Ben's last season with the Steelers, where they started like 8-0. Maybe it was the second to last season. And they looked just absolutely dominant, and then they just sucked.
Yeah.
The Colts are definitely starting to look that way. Jacksonville's a team that nobody can really pin down one way or the other. Give me Jacksonville.
Okay, I'm going to circle back to that one.
Okay.
Next up, we have Sunday morning, the Saints at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay's an 8.5-point favorite, over-under 42.5.
Yeah, I mean, the Buccaneers have to keep winning, which they won obviously this weekend, which was good. They needed that. They need to keep doing it because right now they're not going to make it to the playoffs unless they start getting stuff right.
They need to get back on all cylinders. I agree. And they did get Bucky Irving back. That proved to be nice, and he looked right back in form. So I agree with you. I think Tampa Bay is going to get this one, 8.5. Next up, Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. This used to be one heck of a historic rivalry yeah. But losing its light and right now because neither one of those teams are really that great, but yeah, they're kind of mediocre, right? So -6 for the Ravens, over under 43.5.
I would go Pittsburgh actually, because the Ravens suck,
and I'm circling all the way back to that one too.
Okay,
I got my 3 there. Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Dolphins are favored -2.5 on the road, over under 40.5.
That'll be a boring game. Give me the over.
The over? Okay. I think over too. Cincinnati Bengals are at the Buffalo Bills. Bills are a -6-point favorite, 52.5. Second highest over under other than the Dallas game. My apologies. Or is that you?
That wasn't me.
Okay.
I would go the Bills. The Bengals have Burrow back, but the Bills, I think, are kind of more complete and understand what they're doing. Their defense and their offense is better. Again, we'll see what Burrow can do. I don't know if Higgins will be back yet or not either.
I think this, I think you're onto the same thing I'm going with. I think the Bills, I could be wrong, but I think we're going to see them finish like they started. I think this team's going to go hot as heck in the next handful of games and roll right into the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win it all, but I do think this team in the remaining, five games are going to get right.
Yeah, so that's fair.
Yep. So I like the Bills in that one. Tennessee Titans at the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns are -4. Over under, I believe this is the lowest of the weekend, 34. It is.
Browns.
Browns, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nothing game.
Okay. Washington Commanders at the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota's a -1.5 favorite, over under 42. Boy, this is not a game I'm going to watch. I mean,
no, not at all.
These teams are all banged up. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think the Commanders did a very good job in their game Monday night. Was it Sunday night?
Yeah.
Sunday night, I think they stayed competitive. Mariota played really good football.
I was going to say, Mariota looked good. Yeah. I mean, that really was a back-and-forth battle.
It was a great game.
And those teams played well.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you thought it was over, all of a sudden there's a flag on the field, and nope, Mariota gets another try.
Difference with Washington, I think we can all agree, there's talent there. That team's going to be good. When Jaden Daniels can stay healthy, I mean, your receivers are good. You've got two running backs because you got that Mikoski-Merritt guy, and you've got the Rodriguez kid.
Yeah.
I mean, Hernandez. You've got some running backs.
No, I agree.
Yep. Okay, so I like the Vikings.
Yeah, I would go.
Washington.
I would go Washington.
I like the road team there. Especially, I don't even know who their quarterback for Minnesota is going to be now.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of Jackson Dart's back. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Because if it's that poor kid, I mean. okay, Seattle Seahawks at the Atlanta Falcons. -7 for the Hawks, over under 44.5.
Yeah, Hawks all day.
I think so, too. I think they're just rolling. I hope. Knock on wood. Next up, we have the Denver Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders, over under 40.5.
You know, it should be a slaughter. What's the spread?
7.5.
Yeah, it should be a slaughter, but you know those divisional matchups can get kind of
rivalry
crazy.
Game too.
So normally, I mean, I would still take that. See, that's the thing: the Broncos don't beat spreads.
I didn't like that game. I'm not touching it.
I wouldn't touch it either. Mm-hmm. Just give me an over, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Chicago Bears 1 o'clock game, 125 to be exact. The Bears at the Packers. This is a great game on paper. Packers -6.5 over under 44.5. That spread seems a little high, and no respect to the Bears, I suppose. I mean, but you know,
I'm gonna come back to that one.
Okay, all right, I got you. Well, I'm not coming back, so I'm gonna go Bears on that one. Okay. The Rams on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams are -8, over under 48. I like the Rams. I think they're gonna come in and destroy them.
I think, especially after that loss.
I think so too. Yeah. They're pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come back to that one.
Okay. Houston Texans are on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. That could be a very good game. -3.5, the over under 42.
I'm gonna come back to that one as well.
Okay. Yeah, that one's gonna be that to me. That's I'm glad that's a Sunday night game too. That's gonna be a great game to watch.
Yeah,
I like it. Okay, and you know what? Both teams are kind of hanging right there on the outside looking in. You know, whoever wins, whoever loses is probably toast.
Yeah.
But whoever wins is still in it. Yep. And the Monday night game, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Los Angeles Chargers, another good game. Philadelphia on the road is favored -3 over under 40.5.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a toughie. On that one? My thoughts on that one, I'll tell you. You know what I think? I think the defenses are going to show up in this one. So I'm going to go under 40.5. I do. I just think they're going to come in. The defenses are going to be really keeping this game low scoring. In terms of who's going to win, I couldn't tell you. They're both either. A lot alike.
I think the under is the right way to go with that.
All right. Okay, so that all being said, those are your picks that are out there. What are our picks off of those spreads? Tommy boy?
All right, so my first one, I am picking the Dallas and Detroit game to go over 54.5.
You great minds think alike, my man. I did the exact same thing. I think that's going to, which is what I'm hoping for, because I love watching
that's
that kind of
football.
That's
a fun game, especially for a primetime game.
Yep, yep, yep.
Dad, your next one then, since you and I matched up.
Okay. I'm going to take it. I know I'm sticking my neck out. I'm just, these guys got to step it up. I am going to take Indy -1.5 against the Jaguars.
Okay. I hope so. I really do.
Otherwise, it could be like what you're saying, and they just taper off.
Yeah. Well, if their offense could rely less on Jonathan Taylor and more on the passing, and don't get me wrong, there are some games where it is very evened out, but man, on the hard ones, mm-hmm. it's all Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, if Jonathan Taylor's taken out of the game, they have not done well.
So my next one, I have the LA Rams -8.5 over, or -8 over Arizona.
I like that one. I like that one too. My next one up, hey, you're going to be like, you took him? I did, and I could be wrong. But I think after watching the eye test of what I saw with Pittsburgh, especially when I don't even if Rodgers plays, who cares? I mean, he's just playing terrible and he's all banged up. And I saw they put the kid in. I think Baltimore needs to win out to make the playoffs, and they know it. And I think it starts with whooping on them while they're in Baltimore. So I think they're going to cover the -6 against Pittsburgh.
Okay. I have Chicago +6.5 versus Green Bay. I think Chicago's on a hot streak, and Green Bay has had some hard misses, mm-hmm. and I just think a 6.5 spread is very favorable.
A slap. It's definitely a slap in the Bears' face. Like, yeah, okay.
Favorable to the Packers in a way that I don't think they've earned quite yet, especially with the Bears being on such a streak.
And you got the opposite with the Packers. They're streaky because, yeah. I mean, it's win a couple look great, lose two looking like, what? You know, they're like the Eagles. Like, I don't know what to predict.
Yeah.
Okay, and your hot take?
My hot take, I have Houston -5 versus the Chiefs.
Houston -5. Okay.
I think they only cover that spread that's in the Chiefs' favor. I think they then beat the Chiefs by 5 points.
And I could be crazy here, but I think it's only going to be their second win. But I personally feel that we're going to see two rookies go at each other, even though it's not a game that most people care about, and I get it. I do think Tennessee is going to win on the road against Cleveland. I think Shadur is going to lose to Cam. That's what I'm going with my hot take there. Because I think Tennessee is a 4-point dog. Yeah, and I think they're going to win it outright.
Okay. All right. Well, then, there you go. There's our betting odds and favorites. Let us know your thoughts on any of our social medias, and we're going to get back to you with our Week 14 Power Rankings. And we are back in the final segment of Generational Talent, where we talk our Week 14 Power Rankings. Now, before we jump into this upcoming power ranking, let's look take a look at our last week's power ranking. So, Dad, you want to run through your 15-1 from week 13?
You got it. I had the Houston Texans 15, 14 were the Jaguars, 13 were the Chiefs, 12 were the Ravens, 11 were the Bears, 10 were the Niners, 9 were the Bills, 8 were the Lions, 7 were the Colts, 6 were the Packers. Top 5 now, we got the Eagles, number 4, Seahawks, number 3, the Broncos, number 2, the Patriots, and numero uno, the Rams.
All right. My week 13 power rankings from 15-1, Pittsburgh Steelers, San Fran 49ers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jacksonville Jaguars, Baltimore Ravens, Chicago Bears, Philadelphia Eagles, Buffalo Bills, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, and 5-1 is the Indianapolis Colts, Denver Broncos, New England Patriots, Seattle Seahawks, and Los Angeles Rams.
All right. All right, all right, all right. I like it. So here we go. Ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay, so my number 15, for me, stayed at 15, and that's the Houston Texans. Okay. I didn't move them up. I still think, I know they're good, but I have some other ones that I made some changes on.
So this power rankings list, I have dropped the Steelers and Ravens.
I should have mentioned that. Okay.
And my bottom two teams are new ones. Number 15, brand new to the list, was on here a couple weeks ago, but the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, very good. By the way, yes, I also dropped the Ravens, and I dropped the Chiefs out of my 15. So I don't think the Chiefs were in your 15.
They were not.
They were not, yeah. Okay, my number 14, new to the list, I have the Chargers. I have the Chargers in there at 14.
Okay. My number 14, new to the list, is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Holy cow. Serious?
I just have a strong feeling that they are going to do their best to win out, and I think they have the ability to do so to some degree.
Oh, okay. No, I give you credit. That is a leap. Yeah, I was just looking. Yeah, 21 is where I see them on some rankings. Okay, there we go. And that was your number 14?
Yes.
My number 13 is I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in there.
Okay. My number 13, they're up one from 14. It's the San Francisco 49ers. I still just don't like them. So
I got you. By the way, Tampa Bay was not on my list last week, so that they're on there. Oh,
they were on mine. Yep. So.
My number 12 team, up two notches from where they were, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay. My number 12 team in the exact same spot they were last week, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, yeah, I did move them up, but I got you. My number 11 team is 3 down from where they were. My number 11 team is the Detroit Lions.
Okay. My number 11 team up 2 is the Buccaneers. I had them at 13 last week.
Okay, all right. My number 10, now we're cracking the top 10. My number 10 just stayed right where they were, and that's the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, my number 10 down 1 is the Philadelphia Eagles. I've never had much faith in them, and it helped that they lost.
Yeah, okay, I got you. My number 9 down 2 notches from where they were. We got a lot of movement now. Is the Indianapolis Colts. I have them at 9.
No, that's fair. Yeah. My number 9 down 3 is the Detroit Lions.
Okay, yep, we're getting there. My number 8 up 1 from where I had them last week are the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
I have them at 8.
My number 8 down 3 is the Colts.
Colts, okay, fair enough. My number 7 is up 4 from where I had them. I have the Chicago Bears, number 7.
Number 7, I also have the Bears up 3.
Up 3, yeah, they're making some movement. They're definitely one of the hotter teams.
Yeah.
Number 6 down 1 from where I had them, that's the Eagles. I have the Eagles at 6.
My number 6 up 1 is the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Which is my number 5. I have them up 1 from 6 last week. So the Green Bay Packers for you. Top 5 now.
All right. My top 5, number 5 up 3 is the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. You have them that high. All right. My number 4 is down 4, and that would be the Los Angeles Rams. I have them down from 1 to 4.
My number 4 is also the Rams. They only moved down 3 for me because I'm... So we both moved them down 3. Yeah,
3. I know I moved them 4. I had them... Well, no, you're right.
Because we both had them number 1.
Yep, we did. My number 3, and they stayed right where they were, and that's the Denver Broncos.
My number 3 are up 1, and it's also the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos, okay. My number 2... Seattle Seahawks. I have them up 2 from number 4. They went up 2 notches. It's hard to move them to number 1 when we whooped a backup quarterback that nobody's ever heard of.
But we shut them down.
Yeah, we did shut them down. But I have them as number 2 up 2 notches. They are number 2.
All right. Well, ours are going to be swapped. But my number 2 up 1 is the New England Patriots.
You're right. We are different because my number 1 is the New England Patriots.
And my number 1 is the Seattle gosh dang Seahawks up 1 from their stupid 2 spot that they should have never even been in.
The reason I like Patriots number 1, I got to give them credit. That defense is overpowering. May's playing awesome. They're winning. They're beating good teams. I mean, they're great. They're and I'm not saying that Seattle's not in there, but Right now, would they beat them? I think they would in Seattle. I think we'd have trouble in New England. That's how I'm feeling. Okay. I think that game would be very low scoring, I think, and really tough. But I can see the flop, and I can see a lot of people are going to pick Seattle this week. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, from all of us here at Desert Highway Radio, we want to thank you for listening to yet another episode of Generational Talent. Make sure you keep up with us on social media. Let us know if we've got really good takes, really bad takes. This episode will drop on Tuesday, and then our power rankings list will probably drop Wednesday. But thanks, everybody, and go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks.